Good evening and welcome to Fandom Access. I'm your host, Karen, and today is Tuesday, August 20th. I'm going to have my co-host, Jamie, here with me in a minute. I know she's about to call in. Unfortunately, our third host, AJ, is not able to be here tonight. He's got something else to do, so we'll have our faithful co-host, AJ, back next week. Tonight, we have a short show. We are going to talk about Fear the Walking Dead and Killjoys, and maybe a little bit about Preacher. AJ and I usually recap that together, and he's not here tonight, so I'll probably just give a short little review there. And then we'll just talk about whatever else is on. I think Jamie might have some announcements to make. I finally saw Avengers Endgame last night, which AJ's been bugging me to do forever, along with other people. As usual, I fell asleep in the middle of it. Had to rewatch it again today. So maybe Jamie and I will talk about that a little bit too. I think that'll be about it. There's just not that much on TV this time of year. As we move towards Labor Day, most stuff is either over, didn't start yet, or in the case of some of the horrible shows we watch, slogging along. Yeah, that's about it. So, Jamie, where are you? You just texted me. I know you're coming. So I think when she gets here, we're going to start with Fear the Walking Dead. This week was episode 7 of season 5. It's called 210 Words Per Minute, which is a reference to Grace listening to audiobooks super fast for some reason. This episode was sort of an homage to Romero's Day of the Dead, and I can't wait to talk to Jimmy about that. I'm not sure if she's ever actually seen that movie. Maybe she's seen the remake, probably not the original. So I think I'm going to give her – oh, she's texting me. I can't text and talk at the same time. Jamie, what do you have to say? You're going to have to – what, Jamie? Call us, Jamie. I can't see what she texted me. My phone's acting up. Jamie, come on. I guess she'll be here in a second. She said she was having some bad weather. Jamie lives in this place in Pennsylvania. That sometimes gets some storms, and her internet is and her phone are always like, not always, but sometimes when she gets bad weather, we have some problems connecting to Jamie. So we'll have to see what that's all about. Give me one second here, folks, while I read the text. Jamie. What is she saying? Jamie. Oh, I guess we'll be here in a second. It's 10:03. All right, let's just go ahead with Fear the Walking Dead. So this was an episode that takes place almost entirely inside a shopping mall, which is, that's what the tribute is to Romero's Day of the Dead, if anyone's ever seen it. You may have seen the remake with Ving Rhames if you haven't seen the older version of the film. Here's Jamie again in the queue. Let me see if I can let her through here.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah. I don't know if you got my message a second ago. Good time. We're getting our roof fixed, and I don't know what they did when they closed it up for the night, but it's leaking in the kitchen. So, anyways, if you could have been going on,
I can do about it to help, but
so that's not good. But anyway, other than that, I'm okay.
Good.
So we have Fear the Walking Dead and Killjoys tonight, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I was just mentioning that I don't know if you have ever seen Romero's Day of the Dead or if you recognize this episode of Fear as sort of a tribute to that movie. You may have seen the remake of it.
I've seen I think the remake, but I don't think I ever saw the original, but I know that at least the original was filmed in the mall in Pittsburgh, because they have things a lot of going
yeah.
on there to do with that. So yeah, that's kind of near me, but because I know
Night of the Living Dead was filmed near Pittsburgh also, wasn't
it? I don't know. Wait, I don't know which one it is. I think it was Night of the Living Dead. But anyway, whichever one was in the mall, I know that they have, like sometimes when they have the little conventions around here, the smaller ones anyway, it seems like the horror conventions, they have like, do like, not tours, but you know what I mean? They do like a little thing. Because I think at one point they had one of the actors like taking people around the mall or something. So that's kind of interesting, but obviously not where Fear the Walking Dead was filmed.
So I just Googled it. Day of the Dead was filmed in 1984, above ground scenes in Florida and below ground scenes near Wampum, Pennsylvania.
That's not even Pittsburgh. Some of it must have been even closer then. Wampum's, I think, what, like 15 minutes or something from me? How far is Wampum? Something that was filmed there. Yeah, sorry, I was asking her. I think it's like, it's like right here, like literally right here. I didn't know any of it was filmed here. That's not Pittsburgh. That's like really close to me. That's weird. But anyway, I'll have to find out more about that.
Yeah.
I know we're little towns, so that's funny.
Yeah, there have been some. There have been some more. The one that was made in 2008 is the one that more people are familiar with, I think. Which was filmed in Bulgaria. But anyway, it takes place almost entirely in a mall. After the zombie apocalypse breaks out, they take shelter in the mall. And so this episode, I think, we all kind of felt was a bit of an homage to that movie, or the parts of it that happened in, there were two parts of this episode. But anyway, what did you think of this episode?
I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting, like, the way they did it, because they're not usually in a place like that. And I think it's kind of cool, the idea that they could have this big place to stay. But I don't know. It was different, because I guess in a way it was like an off episode. Like, it didn't necessarily, the majority of it, connect to anything important. But I think it was neat to kind of have this episode that was, like, kind of its own self-contained, trying to do something, mm-hmm. and, the whole point was to try to kill this guy, which in a way is sad, but, I mean, it's the best he can hope for, and it's just showing another way that they're helping people. Although I think some of the things they did in here when they put themselves at risk was stupid, but that's a whole other issue. And then this obviously deals a bit with Grace and her being infected by the radiation.
Sick, maybe, yeah.
I don't know if you call it infected, but you know what I mean. So she deals a little bit with, talks about her mortality and that. And I'm trying to remember, I think this is the last one I've seen. What happened at the end? Before I say anything.
So there's a side story with Dwight, when Dwight leaves the mall, right? Dwight leaves the mall and he gets captured by one of Logan's people, and there's a side story, so let's just put a pin in that. But at the end, when they escape from the mall, I think it's pretty clear that Grace and Morgan have a connection, and so of course he turns tail and runs, basically. And it's like, oh, I can't hang out with you guys. I'm gonna go find Al.
That was what I was gonna say about. Yeah, I kind of thought they were gonna have, I don't know, something happened before between them, the way it was heading, but because I don't know, it was kind of, whether or not I really care about the two of them together, I felt kind of sad for her, though, because all she does in this episode is tell him that she was too scared to do anything, and it's like, I felt like it was building up to this moment that, like, she likes him, and she's going to say something whether he stays or not, and she still doesn't say anything, and I'm like, well, how did this character actually grow in this episode? She didn't. So that part, I don't know how to feel about, but I don't know, because I was just kind of surprised. I thought it would end a little bit different the way it seemed like it was heading. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I really think this was a bad episode. Because so much stuff. There's so much slop. I do hear your mom talking, but it's not, like, super-duper loud, but...
Okay, because to me it sounds really loud. I'm just going to leave the room if it is, but go ahead, sorry.
I can hear, like, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah in the background.
Okay, as long as you can hear, it's
think,
okay. I just don't want to...
I can hear you just fine, yeah. I just think that it was boring, and I think that... I guess they're brewing a romance between Morgan and Grace, because the only reason I can think of to devote the majority of this episode to her when she's brand new, and like it bothers me that I don't get to see Alicia and other like characters and have to like deal with like all this about Grace. I have a lot of the writing was really bad. Like, I'm sorry, Grace went her entire life and became an adult of like 38 years old or whatever she is without knowing the name for jelly beans. Like,
yeah, that
what?
Part was
like,
kinda
why?
Dumb. It was funny, but it was really dumb.
Were they trying to make her so cutesy and dumb? It bothers me that she seems to know everything. So she knows how a nuclear reactor works. She knows how to deal with radiation. Apparently, she knows how to give herself an MRI and an X-ray and then read it. That was her plan, right? To just get into the she's like, just get me into urgent care, Morgan, and I can do the rest.
So
she knows how to work every single device. She knows how to fix generators. She knows how to, like, do freaking – I mean, I know you got to learn some stuff to survive, but come on. I think it was really bothering me that she was, like, listening to a book on tape at – 200 words per minute, and I had to listen to this like Tale of Two Cities in this really fast voice, because it makes no sense to me. Like, she tries to say she's listening to a book fast because she has to finish the book in one day because she doesn't know how long she has to live, but she's not sick yet. There's no reason to believe she's going to die by the end of the day, right? She's not even sick yet. She might not have radiation poisoning, as far as we know. The only reason she knows she has radiation poisoning is because she was around radiation, not because she has any illness yet at all, right?
Right.
So I just hated everything about Grace in this episode. And I hate, I'm really, there are just so many things like that they have unlimited gasoline and unlimited batteries and unlimited range on their walkie-talkies. And that they pour.
Talked about the gasoline, if nothing. Not that that really helps,
no,
because they still.
But Logan keeps talking about the oil fields, so they know how to refine oil into gas. Like, how are they getting gas? Gas doesn't come out of the ground. Oil comes out of the ground, right?
I don't know. I for some reason thought like it was hidden gas, but I don't think I paid quite enough attention for the science to make sense. Let's put it that way.
Well, and gas doesn't last forever. Like, gas loses its, like, gas is not going to last forever at the end of the world. Gas stops working after a period of months or whatever. It's been like at least two years,
right?
Well, I
think they said this was it diesel? I don't know. This I thought was some kind of different gas or something. I thought. I don't know. Again.
I mean, gas.
I don't pay that much attention to that kind of stuff.
Gas has to be refined. Gas has to be refined from oil, and if it's coming out of the ground, like, this is why we have gigantic.
Okay, can you wait a second?
Oil refineries.
Hold on, wait. I'm sorry. I'll call.
All right.
I'm going to call you back on the cell phone. They need the phone. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll call you right back. Okay?
All right. Call back on the switchboard. I'll keep talking to our viewers about how it irritates me. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right. Bye. Yes, what is with the unlimited gasoline, listeners, people out there? I don't understand how they just have unlimited gasoline, and I don't know where it's coming from. And, the shelf life of gasoline is, I don't know, I wish someone would text me and tell me what the shelf life of gasoline is, but I'm pretty sure it's not a couple of years. In fact, I just Googled it, and Bob Vila says ethanol-blended gas lasts up to 3 months, and pure gasoline lasts for 6 months. Fuel-stabilized gasoline can keep for 1 to 3 years. It just makes no sense to me. Let's see if Jamie's back in the queue. Let me let her in here. Hi.
Hi,
Jamie.
I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah,
I hear
you.
You sound great. Yes.
Okay, good.
You sound wonderful. I just also on the show, you know, like, they pour 1 gallon of gasoline into the generator, or however much they pour in the generator. There's a generator on, and, like, every single light comes on, the escalators start moving, the merry-go-round starts going. Like, I just, alarms are working.
Either,
no, I find some others in ambulance going by my house. Sorry.
I keep running out of gas, and it's, like, overnight. These people have gas constantly flowing. So,
yeah.
Right.
I just feel like this show has gotten to a place of unlimited gasoline, unlimited batteries, unlimited range on their walkie-talkies. Every single person has a walkie. Like, no one had a walkie-talkie for the 10 years we're watching this show, and all of a sudden, every single person in West Texas has walkie-talkies that they're, like, calling these people. So that's really beginning to bother me, the ridiculousness of – I mean, I guess I have to just let it go, right?
Yeah, I try to let that kind of stuff go because I know this show is not good with science. I mean, neither of them are, really.
And I agree with you. The fact that they're willing to risk all their lives for a guy who's already been bitten and might be dead already when they get there.
Yeah, I know. I think they're just showing the different ways they help people, but it's stupid. I mean, I think they help people to help themselves. That's my opinion. It makes them feel better. I don't think that they're necessarily doing it for the other people exactly, if that makes sense.
Yes, but it doesn't, like, make – that's not a way to – like, they're now – they've all become mini Morgans, right? Like, they're all, like, we're so good, we're going to help everyone no matter if we, like, maybe we'll die and we're not doing complicated, we're doing good or whatever. I just find it's become – like, you and I have talked about this. It's so much preaching. Like, it's just an hour of preaching every episode. And there's never any, like – I would appreciate seeing some tension, maybe, of people being like, Morgan, stop risking our lives. Like, we almost got blown up by landmines last week. Now we're going to break into a mall to save a guy who's already dead. Like, there's no, everyone is, like, so in line and brainwashed by him. And there's no, like, I feel like they have just stopped being interesting and there's no tension or anything. And they're all, like, falling, like, I don't know. It just seems to, it's really, like, the endless preaching of every single, like, we had to watch Dwight preach to another guy. About making choices and being a good person.
But yet at the same time, I kind of thought that. We complain about that a lot because it's like, I don't know, like the show, I get that it's like, it's a point of like, you know, we talked even in the other show, especially about like the moral compass and all that. And not that he's necessarily going to die, I don't mean it that way, but like, you know, they're showing that, okay, people gave him a chance. Hold on, wait, somebody turned the TV on. I got to turn it off. They're not listening to me. But anyway, like, it's showing that, hold on one second. Okay, there we go. It's showing that, hold on one second. I'm sorry.
It's noisier where you are now than it was before.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know where to go because everybody's making noise. I got to get my iPad. I left it out there. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I mean, I think that this show is not at its best when it focuses on crossover characters and leaves out our main characters, and they're just not giving us the characters we know and care about. They're not giving us like interesting stories. I think they kind of really wasted the idea that there's a fully stocked mall that basically has never been touched and the generator still works, like still exists, is hard to believe. But the fact that they then don't move in there and make it their home and they decide to stay in a convoy on the road, right? I mean, is it me or is that ridiculous?
No, I agree. I was just, what I was trying to say with Dwight before I lost my train of thought was just that I get that, like, they're showing that, I get that they're showing that, like, you know, he gave him a chance and now Dwight's, you know, returning the favor and that he's changed, but sometimes on this show, those kind of things get a little preachy, but yeah, I know they make dumb decisions in this show, and that's why I said, at least with the science, I just kind of try to suspend my disbelief, but yeah, I don't get this risking their lives for no reason, because I'm sorry, him wanting to die, like, I get he wants to die, but they shouldn't risk their lives, and yeah, I mean, they had the mall, like, why is no, you would think at least part of the group would stay there, you know, like, leave the kids there, let them live at the mall, then we don't got to deal with them, you know? I don't know. There's not a lot of logic to these shows anymore, to be honest. So.
Well, at one point, somebody, it might be Grace, says, we need to get out of here before Logan's guys find out this place is here. Which I don't get, because leaving it does not protect from Logan getting there. Also, if they're going to take every piece of supplies with them, which they appear to be doing, then who cares if Logan finds it? Also, it's overrun by zombies now, right? So I don't really understand the logic of leaving there. I think they could have lived there. What I really don't understand is that they're living on the road, it looks like. So they have no base. So how is it safer to, like, remember last week they were all sitting around a campfire, like, getting ready to strum the guitar and sing or whatever the hell they were going to do? Like, they're around a campfire eating, and they're all out in the open, and they appear to be living in a really insecure situation. And like, how much gasoline they had? They had like 20 cars that they're all following each other in, right? Like, I mean,
somehow it's all working.
Unlimited gasoline.
Why don't they steal the stuff from the mall? Like, not steal, I mean, but like, why aren't they taking the stuff? Like, they're like, oh, there's candy and all that. And I saw that and I thought, okay, she takes one little bag of candy. Like, are you leaving it for everybody else in case they come by a month later? I mean, like, I don't understand more than anything, not the fact they're going, but they don't raid any place they get to. They, like, leave it to share. Like, it just makes no sense.
They did, Jamie. In this episode, did you see they were taking like all the protein bars out of the health store, and they were taking supplies?
Oh, that's
out
right,
there
they did
the
protein. Right, yeah. But still, it seems like there were a lot of other supplies they could have taken besides the protein. But I don't know. I just sometimes find it funny because even like when
I think just because we didn't see them take every.
Right, but I mean, they're kind of of this attitude, leave what you don't need. Because what I was going to say, because like when they went in the drugstore to get the inhaler in the other episode, like I noticed that, like, I know it was mostly picked over, but she picks up like one inhaler. Like, I'm sorry, but if I go to a mall or I go to a place that I'm trying to survive, I loot the whole place because you might need it later rather than being like, we take what we need and leave what we don't. That's just what I'm saying. It's kind of annoying because if they're helping
I don't think that's what they do. I don't think they take what they need and leave what they don't. I think they take everything and they put out these boxes that they take what you need. They redistribute stuff. She did mention that pharmacy had been picked over I thought she took other stuff, but they were taking stuff out of this place.
I just think the way I interpreted it, not that it was actually meant
I think really a bigger issue is that it's ridiculous. They're living on the road and they're not like a place that they could maybe ignore it. This is a place they could secure, right? They could secure the doors.
Yeah.
They could, like, make a place there to stay. I don't understand. I don't know. People who can figure out how to fix an airplane and fly it, who could figure out how to... It just seemed to me
to be a
bunch of... Yeah. So what do you think about Morgan and Grace? Do we even care if they have a friendship or not? Do we...
Yeah, I mean, I thought some of the scenes were, I guess, a little cute, but, like, I don't dislike Grace, but I don't, like her enough that I care, I guess. Like, I don't really need to see them have a relationship. The only thing that I really thought is, like I said, I kind of felt bad a little bit for her because she said, I've always wanted these things, I'm always scared, I never do ever anything. And, like, I thought that it was leading to, like, she was going to tell him she wanted to be with him or, I don't know, something. And it just kind of, like, went the whole episode, and it's like she didn't change. And just, like, the whole thing, the whole point was to go and get that damn x-ray. And then in the end, she's like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, I get that she didn't per se need it, but it's like, well, then what was the point of the waste of the episode if you didn't take it in the end? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was extra stuff I didn't need. I didn't feel it was bad. I didn't dislike it, but I didn't think it was necessary. And, it really didn't affect me other than for those few minutes. And then I'm like, okay, he's gone. He's going, so it doesn't matter anyway, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all who watched it felt that we could see that part of this episode was about Morgan has never, let go of his wife and son. Admittedly, this show is, 4 years behind Walking Dead. They haven't done the time jump, right? In Walking Dead, Morgan has that big breakdown when Rick comes to find him in Clear, and then Morgan goes and lives with the cheesemonger or whatever, and Morgan has a big story arc of, like, kind of getting over some stuff. So he hasn't gotten over his wife and kid, which I think is okay. I'm not saying he should be over them, but we have this, like, they're getting at some sort of character development of him saying goodbye to them. And in the end, he pulls this, like, totally dick move on Grace where he totally, like, dusts her at the end. Right. I thought he was a jerk at the end.
Well, that's what I said. I thought they were going to get together or something. And then he just
goes
by.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
And also, Morgan, she's probably dying. Like, Morgan, like, wants to, like, blah, blah, blah all the time about helping people. And then this person wants to be his friend. Maybe romantically, maybe just a friend.
You know? Yeah.
No, he ran because he's afraid
to go see Elle.
Well, he doesn't want her to because he's afraid of getting close to her, right? But, like,
that's
she's
going to
die and she needs a friend, Morgan. So you mean all you mean for helping people is giving them food. But when someone, like, needs an emotional support because they're dying, like, Morgan is like, oh, I might get my feelings hurt if I lose another person. Like, it's the freaking apocalypse. Everyone loses. Like, I just thought Morgan was really, like,
no,
a jerk
I get
in
that. It's kind of I've said this before about other things. The only thing is it's like with emotions and stuff, sometimes it's hard to, I don't know, make it balanced because as a show that you watch as a viewer, like sometimes it's hard for like a couple years or something to see the same, like not storyline, but be like, oh, he's upset over his wife and kid, you know? In real life, in real life, it could be 10 years later and he could still be feeling like that. But when you're watching a show, sometimes after a while, it feels like, okay, this is old. I want to move on to something else. And they have to, I think, strike a balance between being realistic and not making it annoying, you know? And it's sometimes just, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least that's how I feel. I just feel like sometimes the realism, it just gets like, it doesn't, like you want it to move on, even though it probably shouldn't. And it just kind of makes it less, feel less realistic, even though it's probably more realistic, if that makes any sense. Because, I mean, you know, in life, he lost her. He wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I know you want a boyfriend, or I'm at least going to be your friend and talk about all my, you know, all my problems with my dead wife and dead kid and I had to kill and, you know, all this. But, yeah, I mean, it's still a TV show, so I get that. But, yeah, he was kind of rude with that. And I just was surprised the way they took it, I guess, was, I didn't think that's where it was going.
Guess.
I really thought they were going to have him, not necessarily hook up, but I thought they were at least going to be, like, more of a conversation of, instead of him like, okay, I'm going out for Al, bye. Type of thing. So.
Well, especially like Morgan lost his wife and son and he hasn't dealt with that yet, but it's not like Morgan hasn't lost like 50 other people he knows. Like everybody dies, right? Like he
that doesn't mean
like
they get used
so
to
many
it,
people
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but so many people have lost so much on this show and will continue to lose more people. And so and for Morgan, I mean, I thought they made Morgan, I mean, I think we have talked also that they have ruined Morgan, who used to be a great, great character on Walking Dead. And he did start getting bad on Walking Dead in his last season or two. But, I mean, let's face it, this whole show has sort of really gone downhill. Fear the Walking Dead has gone downhill from where it was
have.
In like the...
Although Walking Dead...
they both have, yes.
But then they passed...
Fear was the better show.
The one that was kind of doing it,
and it's
so... They fast Fear off.
Yeah, Fear was the better
Walking Dead, and then they kind of screwed it up. But yeah,
Fear is now is worse than what we saw in Walking Dead most recently. I think Fear,
yeah,
I think,
I
is, a, is a is a
problem. It instead of making a new spinoff.
Could
that's all I was going to say. Like, why do we need another one? This one's sucking.
Well,
fix it first.
You know, I was reading some comments today where someone was saying this idea that they have made a video and left it in a ton of places with VCRs, with generators that they keep filling with gas running 24 hours a day.
That was the other thing I was going to ask you. Okay, this apocalypse supposedly started, I don't know how many years the show was ago, 10 years, whatever, less than that, when The Walking Dead started, and it's even less for them.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused why so many places, because I was thinking about this the other day, actually. How do some of these places have VCRs? Like, a DVD player, maybe a video, something that could play the video camera and they could like plug the jack into it from something else, you know, like plug the little video in or whatever into it. But I don't know. To me, it just seems very strange that they have VCRs. Like I would almost believe it more if she burned off the DVD and they like plugged it into the TV. I mean, I guess that's just me being stupid, but that's one thing that irritates me.
No, Jamie, you're not being stupid because first of all, whatever Al is shooting on is not like a VHS tape. She's shooting on some kind of like mini DV cam or what, I don't even know, but whatever she's shooting, like this show is as old as, okay, it's been on for 10 years, but you know, so already journalists were probably not shooting on tape. She was probably shooting like some digital memory device even back then. Right. Even 10 years ago.
Right, which is what I'm saying. Like, I would believe that more if they had, like, a laptop watching it than the fact they're watching it on a VCR.
Right. So what – right? Yeah. So she's got some sort of device where – how do they edit all this film, duplicate it onto multiple new tapes, then find all the tape playing machines and hook them up everywhere, and they have unlimited generators to hook them up to and unlimited get. Like,
yeah, I know. So.
Someone I saw in the comments today was like, why don't
camera,
they just.
But aside from that, because I had a video
well,
tape
a journalist,
do that too long time ago.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I mean, whatever she's shooting as a journalist, she's not, you know,
yes,
probably
I know.
Editing.
Not
I mean,
work.
But at any rate, someone I saw mentioned today in some comments. Why don't they just write a note that says, if you need help, turn, take this radio. Okay, they have unlimited radios. They could leave it and say, turn this radio to channel 4. Or they could say, get a radio, go
yeah.
to channel 4. Or meet us at the blah, blah. But the idea that you would take have all this time and equipment and everything to make these, you know. Also, how's
yeah.
the guy in the mall find it? The guy lives inside a mall.
Yeah.
Like, I guess he heard
and
them because they never
question.
Stopped yammering on channel 4.
Like, I could maybe believe that maybe they just made the video for that gas station, but it seems like they're implying that it's everywhere. So
they're leaving them everywhere. Yeah, they're leaving everywhere they can. I don't know how this guy found them. I think maybe it's because they never stop yammering on the radios. And if you have a radio and you're listening to channels, you'll eventually hear them because there's like 40 of them and they never shut up. Like, the whole show now is people talking to each other on radios. The characters never have to be together anymore because they're always like blah 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 blah, me here, me there, go here, I need help, who are, you know, like,
yes,
I mean,
magically before they found each other with nothing, now they have the radio, so at least
yeah.
it's got the
yeah.
tiny bit more truth to it, just not a lot. Yeah,
okay, so in other news, I could not believe the number of people in this caravan. I had no idea they had that many people. Did you see how many trucks there were?
No, I didn't realize
in their caravan
either. Yeah, that's, I don't see it. I mean, I agree with what you said, too. Like, getting some gas is one thing for a couple cars to go, but these big RVs and trucks and everything, they have all this unlimited supplies, even.
Well,
I mean, get the gas. How are they getting all the food?
I don't know. And, like, I don't drive a semi, but I think it takes diesel, not regular gas, right? So now they need two kinds of gas for two kinds of vehicles. And, like, how many miles to the gallon does a semi tractor trailer get? Probably
I don't
not
know.
A
I thought
lot,
the gas
right?
they were getting from underground or whatever I thought was diesel, but that would only run those kind of trucks. So I
no,
don't
but
know.
But it could only be
stuff.
It could only be like Logan keeps talking about the oil fields, which means there's oil, not gas, right?
Right, so
like gasoline
even...
has like it doesn't even make it. It just defies any like normal like intelligent human beings like thought. I mean, I don't know how anyone could even, like, yeah.
I don't know if
like,
sometimes you just make up ideas in your head of how things work. Because, like, I don't know why, if it's just because it didn't make sense and I sort of passed it off. But I was thinking for some reason when he was talking about underground, I was thinking, like, they had all this, like, gasoline that wasn't spoiled or something saved. And I'm thinking, okay, where did I get that? Because that makes absolutely no sense. And
I
think that's
gasoline
kind of the problem.
Is stored underground.
Like sometimes just suspended. No, I don't think it is either. But I'm thinking for some reason I was thinking when he said like about where it was hidden, like you're saying, oh, it's oil. I don't know why. I just assumed like he meant gas. The gas wouldn't work either, so that doesn't make any sense. But like that's what I mean. Like
yeah.
I think sometimes, at least with me, like I've just suspended my disbelief and don't even think about the science behind it. After
yeah,
a certain
you know
point,
why? Because
this show
watching
too,
the show, yeah,
it
makes you
crazy.
More stupid watching the show. Yeah, it makes you more dumb watching the show, and you have to, like, okay, so quickly, we have the side story with Dwight, and Dwight, like, gets captured, purposely gets himself captured. I'm not really sure why. He's trying to, like, lure that guy away, I guess, from the wall, and the
yeah,
guy captures him, and there's this,
that's what I got out of it.
There's this whole thing where Dwight lets him go, and is like, you have a choice to make. So how much money do you want to bet that we see that guy again killing someone later, right? Like, that guy
oh,
is not going to turn
well,
good and join them.
Or we'll
them,
see him as
right?
changing. I think you're going to see one or the other. Either he's going to change, he's going to do something good, or it's going to show it didn't work. But, I mean, there has to be a point behind what he did. I mean, there has to be some kind of, I don't want to say fallout, because it doesn't, you know, some kind of reaction, I guess I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
To,
like a resolution to that.
To what happened. Right,
yeah.
right.
I think all he right. has to... turn bad, but that guy has to remain bad, so to speak, because I just can't believe that all this preaching and goodness and they're all such saints now, they're not
yeah.
going to face with the hard reality that you just can't, like, they're like, we're going to help you even if you don't want it. Like, the lady in the house is like, just fucking go away. My house is surrounded by landmines. Go away. And they're like, no, we're getting you a, you know, and then other people are always like,
the
don't help me.
The only thing Yeah, the only thing I could say about that, and I know I don't think we touched that much about that episode because I don't think it was on that time. But the only thing I could say about that is I could at least give them a slight pass on that because I could see that they could be like, even if the woman doesn't need help, she's still got a kid, and like she could be killing her kid. Like I can kind of see them pushing it for that reason. But like going into the mall to kill this guy is just ridiculous. But yeah. And that was the other thing I wanted to ask you about because I didn't talk to you about that first episode. I know I don't know if you read the interview I'd put up, but from the producer or whatever, or the co-showrunner about that episode. And I wanted to ask you, so what do you think, because I thought they were going to have him back right away and then they didn't because of this episode. But what do you think about that new character, Wes, the guy who I don't know. I think we did talk about it. The one that was found by Logan's people that they shot his bike up and everything.
Oh, so it's funny because at first I thought maybe it was Heath because he had like little braids like Heath used to have.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too. And I'm like, it's not the same actor, Jamie. But no, it isn't the same
actor. I know. Then I saw that it wasn't the same guy at all. So I thought it was ridiculous that they shot up his bike. I mean, so they're obviously watching all the places where they find these tapes to like tell people. I thought it was really ridiculous that they shot up his bike. And when the Logan character says, tell them we have more bullets than we know what to do with. And I just thought nobody in the apocalypse has more bullets than they know what to do with. Like at least the Walking Dead had Eugene making bullets. So, I mean, I know they're in Texas and there's probably like a gun shop on every corner. Okay, now everybody in Texas is mad at us. I don't really mean that. But it's Texas. There might be more guns and bullets around than you would find, say, in Maryland where I live. But there's not unlimited bullets. And they shot like 200 bullets into that guy's bike. Just take away his, you know, they took his gas. Like, just,
they wanted to make sure
like
he didn't leave,
just,
but yeah, they didn't have to like do that. That was ridiculous. And
I mean, they could stick a knife in his tire to flatten it. The waste. Well, it's not just mean, but the waste of resources makes no sense. How did these people live this long if they have no regard for resources, right? Like they're just the utter stupidity of the characters on the show.
Yeah, at least Negan.
I also
do that kind of stuff quite so much.
Yeah. I also thought was that the landmine episode? No, that. Was that the end of the landmine episode where that happened?
No. I think so. I get them confused. It was episode 9, I think. I know that much because that was when I did the interview, but I don't remember if it was the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the same.
I mean, I thought that whole episode
was at the end of the episode, and I think he's probably going to be important, but they had this one-off bottle episode. I would call bottle episode. I mean, it's not one room, but it's in one building, so same difference.
Well, it was a scene. It wasn't an episode. That guy was only a scene in an episode, right? It wasn't a whole episode about him.
Right. What I'm saying is I assume the next episode would have been about him, but because they had this interlude at the mall, that it kind of like waylaid that it stopped that from happening. I'm assuming. I mean, I really don't know anything. It seems like he's going to be important to the story. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't find out much about him other than his name is Wes and he's going to be back. So, that's about
all right. Well, I mean, it looks like he's going to join our group because he's going to have no choice. Because now he's like, you know, like Logan set it up. Logan like shoots him up. The bullets bring walkers and he says, you know, if you want to survive, call these people and tell them, you know, whatever.
So my question is, do you think he tells them about what happened with Logan? Because, I mean, he could just be like, hey, I found your place. Can you help me? I don't know if –
oh, no.
I'm just kind of curious.
I think he will absolutely.
I think he will too, but I'm wondering if that's the best idea. I don't know why. I'm just thinking, like, could that be more trouble than it's worth, like, other than pretending he didn't ever meet Logan because are they going to go – you know, because I'm, like, just thinking about in his mind, like, is he going to make them go back after him or would they be better off not knowing about – you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I think he's going to have to explain how there came to be 250 bullets in his motorcycle when they arrived there.
That's true.
They're going to pull up in their car and see a shot up motorcycle. So, you know, they're going to know. So I guess he's going to join them maybe reluctantly. I don't really know. But
the enemy of my enemy and all that.
I don't think that this show needs another character is my main. Look, he seems like a perfectly nice character. Like, the character was likable enough. The actor is fine, whatever. I don't need to, like, whatever. but I don't think we need to add yet another named character to the group. Like, could we have a storyline that involves Alicia and Strand? Like, Strand is an original character from the pilot, and he does nothing. He said like 10 lines in the entire season, and yet we're adding another named character. Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe he'll only last 1 week and die. We don't know how long he'll
live. Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with you, but somebody's going to have to die pretty soon. So whether or not it's a new character or an old character, the show doesn't usually go that long without killing somebody. So I feel like to some extent they bring in new people just so they have people to kill, regardless of who they choose to kill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think they need to kill like 40 people.
I don't think anybody's really died, have they? That's what I was trying to think. Like, has there really been anybody recently that died, or was it just nobody important? I don't know.
Nobody.
Just,
the
Aaron's character that I can't think of his name from 12 Monkeys. I can't think of his character name, but
oh yeah, he was a Jimbo, the brewer. He died last
Jimbo.
Season.
He died that's last what I mean. Season, I don't really remembering anybody since then dying. Did they?
No, because nobody dies
strange,
on the show
like
because they're all saints and they just save people because they're all wonderful people that just preach all the time and don't.
I
yeah,
know, but
nobody's died in a while.
Two main characters died not that long ago, or not, it was long ago, but I mean, they had these people die. So I'm just saying, like, it seems like nobody's been dying, so I feel like there's something coming.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
People gotta die. All right, we've been on this for a while. Want to talk about Killjoys?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wrong thing opened, but yeah. So this was the one with the prison fight.
About a girl,
right.
It's called.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is about Dutch fighting in the prison to try to get Johnny free. Now, what do you think, the thing that I'm kind of wondering, because I'm not sure how I feel, how do you feel about this, like, Dutch has this need now to save Johnny? And I don't know. I mean, the thing is that we know that they're not a romantic interest. And I get that Johnny is obviously, like, having, I don't want to say repercussions, but maybe having some feelings or feeling lonely or whatever because of what happened. I get that because they kept all the fake memories, even though they got their real memories back. And obviously she's with his brother, so it's hard. But she, to me, acts like, even though it's not romantic, I feel like she acts like she loves him more than Davin. And I'm just kind of not sure about this. I'm going to save Johnny, but make Davin stay here with me, and we'll do it alone. I just don't know if I quite, I don't know. Something isn't meshing with me right with that. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me, like, that they went that route for some reason, that she's like, well, we're just going to save him, and he can get away, and we'll stay here and take care of it. I don't know. It's always the former,
well,
like, you know, it's Team Awesome Force. Why are you trying to split it up?
Well, I think she's always, they've always been, like, best friends, and as she said in this episode, he saved her, like, he's her rock, she loves him as her best friend and almost like a brother, right? They've been like that for a long time. It's interesting to me, so you have a good point that Johnny's struggling with residual feelings from when they were brainwashed, right? And I get that because he has all the memories of being in love with her, and which makes me think some of those feelings are still there, whether or not he wants to have them or intends to have them, right? So how come Dutch is not having any of that? Like, it would be kind of interesting to see them both, like, to see her struggle with that when she's paired with his brother, right? Like,
yeah, it is kind of strange. I would say maybe she has them, she's hiding them, but she doesn't seem to have them because she's making out with Davin and everything else. So,
Or maybe it's because she has a partner and Johnny was in love.
He's alone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's alone. Johnny was in love with a computer or whatever, right? Yeah. I mean, Johnny
kind of,
lost the love of his life when he lost Potter. Maybe that's why she has someone else. But I think she may want to get Johnny off of that prison because he can't handle himself physically the way those two can. Right?
Yeah.
They can handle themselves physically, and he could easily get the shit kicked out of him. So maybe she wants him off the prison because she knows Dav can already has survived prison, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and
Dav,
I mean,
was
again,
a prison fighter before.
They do need somebody to go to, name blanking again, but you know what I mean? Get out of there. I don't know. I just find it kind of strange that she so easily was like, well, I'm going to save one. I don't know. I just felt like it would be like if she could save one of them, how was that decision so easy? But, yeah, I do get what you're saying. He's not as cut out for it as they are, and I think that it would affect him more. But I think he's going to be okay with that. that's kind of what I'm thinking. He's not going to want to leave if he finds out exactly what the whole plan is. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but I think that Davin 100% would agree that Johnny should be the one to leave. And I think Johnny is in a better position of the three of them as the tech genius to find his way to Westerly and wake everybody else up.
That's true, too. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
He and Zeth in like 2 minutes could figure it, science that shit, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it would be nice to see Dutch have at least one lingering feeling for having been married to him, right? And having, like, they believe they had a child together, and neither of them seems to be grieving for the lost child that they never had, but they believe they were brainwashed to think they were Jack's parents, right? They had a child named Jack.
Yeah.
And
the only thing I can think is maybe it's trying to say he had some feelings before a little bit.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, you're right. I'm confused that, like, losing a kid doesn't even affect them. It's like they completely – I hadn't even thought about that until you just said it. So that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I get the reason why they're doing it. They're trying to put that love triangle in there. I don't think it needs to be there, but – I kind of get it. I just feel like at this far in the game, that's not really what we're watching it for anyway. Like, not that I dislike Davin and her together, but it wasn't like really that big of an issue for me one way or the other. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't love them together.
Not really like a super big shipper that I care. Yeah. I'm more about, with this one, I'm more like the story. And I don't think it's necessary, at least not right now. I don't know. I don't know. For whatever reason, I was surprised they did it. But at this point, he's not going to leave right now anyway because the whole, you know, the shit's hit the fan. So.
Yeah.
So he goes and helps that prison guard, or not prison guard, the one who runs the prison. I feel like
the
maybe
warden,
she's going to end up helping them more in the end. Like, I think
she's
going to get on their side more. I think that's where that's heading because he did not have to help her. And she does know they're killjoys. She just doesn't really care. You know what I mean? Like, you would think she'd be like,
I think
cops, and they didn't really do anything wrong. So,
yeah, I think Johnny is certainly going there's an extent to which the warden is an innocent person in this who was just doing her job, right?
Right.
But also I think that she has shown herself to be a person who, you know, like, as you said, she doesn't really care that they're killjoys. She's not really against them. She found them useful. She was willing to cut them a deal when it benefited her. And I think that maybe Johnny also sees that it can still be, she knows every single thing about that prison and it might be advantageous to team up with her. Right.
Right. That's what I see happening. I kind of hope they get out of prison soon. I don't know, in a show like this, like, I just don't want it to last the whole season there, especially when this is, like, the last season. I'm not saying I dislike the storyline. I just, something like that, I don't think they need to drag on forever. But I don't think they would. But then again, because it is the last season, they could stretch it out, so I don't know.
I agree with you, but I felt more strongly about it last week. Like, it didn't bother me this week because I felt like we had a lot of action and the storyline moving forward where Dutch had a plan. They almost got out. Things have gone to shit. They got double-crossed, which I think we're not surprised about. But I could see maybe – I mean, there'll definitely be at least one more episode in there. Could it be two? Maybe. But as long as it continues to move the story forward and make sense. I mean, I think they're not getting out until Jack shows up because the lady's whole point in putting them in prison was to lure Jack there so she could get him, right? So I think maybe they won't get out until Jack shows up there. Because the lady has been having a lot of defeats lately, and I think storytelling-wise, it's time for the lady to get a victory.
Yeah, and that's leading to my other question I was going to ask you about was about Klein. I know that Klein.
Oh my god, I was going to ask you about him.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's not on her side, but sometimes I feel like he's. I think he's on Dutch's side. I believe that, but I feel like sometimes he's helping her too much. Like, he's, because I don't know, like, he seems like he can have the upper hand at times. And like, it was great. Like he told, I think his name's Gavin, isn't it? He's like, you know, go, he's in trouble, go get him. So he really didn't help her, but at the same time, he's giving her more information than I feel like he has to, because I feel like he's at the point where she's not going to kill him because she needs him, and he's just maybe being more helpful than he needs to. But I mean, that's the writers. That's, you know, it's for the plot. But I don't know. But I definitely
think
he's trying to help them. You really don't think he is?
Well, I mean, so the lady said to him, you can save either Dutch or Jack, but not both. And he said, you know who I choose. And I think we are meant to think that he chose Duck. We're assuming it's Dutch. But, you know, Jack is maybe more valuable in terms of saving the human race. I think
or
that...
Or saving the lady,
I would,
too, though. So it's kind of
I would like
way,
to think... I'd like to think that Klein has a master plan to save both of them because, you know...
Yeah.
There's a sense in which, you know, if Dutch and Anila are sort of the same, then Jack is sort of like Klein's grandson, but not really, right? and Jack is important to Dutch, so I'd like to think he is willing to say them both, but I agree with you that he's giving her more information than he has to, and sometimes he appears to be helping her. Either because he has to.
Seems like he's too much help.
Yeah, he's helping her more than he needs to. Like, why was he like, oh, Pri will definitely be in the star? Like, why wasn't he like, I never met Pri. I don't know where he's going to be. Like, right? He's like, Pri will definitely be in the star.
Yeah, the only thing
I could
think of is he thinks he wouldn't be in the bar, and that's why he said that. But like, helping get them in prison. When he told her to put him in prison, I'm thinking he has to know they can get out of there. Like, there has to be a reason he chose the idea of the prison. Like, does he think they can escape? Like, why would you say, oh, Supermax prison, they're safe there, you know? So that part was a little confusing.
Yeah.
But now, Avila's alive. That's my other kind of big
Well, and Anila kind of chose the lady the last time we saw her, right? Like, Anila was sort of like, sorry, Dutch, but the lady, like, as I recall in the season finale, didn't Anila choose to stay in the green in Spormageddon? The last episode was Spormageddon, the last episode of last year.
It was my understanding. Maybe we took it different. It was my understanding that she tried to get out with Dutch, but that the lady came out instead. Like, we assumed she was dead. I didn't think she wanted to stay in the green. I think that she, like, sort of sacrificed herself a little bit, but to save everybody else. But I didn't think she was bad. I didn't take that at all. Maybe I took it different than you. I don't know.
Well, so she says, like, the lady makes Anila an offer in the end, right? And she's like, just let me live in the green, and, you guys can, I won't destroy everything if you guys don't destroy the green, right?
Yeah, I thought she turned her down, though. See, I thought it just, she ended up killing her in the end because she tricked everyone. Because remember, at the very end, she tricked them, and we were supposed to think it was Anila, and it really wasn't coming out. Like, I don't know. I thought that she wasn't willing to do it, but she just lost. That's what I'm remembering. I need to rewatch it. But
she
didn't make it out.
You're right. You're right. She did. In the end, she, like, it turns out that she didn't cut the deal, and she's trying to help
right,
us
that's
get
what
away.
I thought.
And she throws
right,
the spore,
she
right?
Out, she got stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, but then she gets stuck there,
right, because she does throw the spore to destroy everything. So, but somehow she was saved by that cube. We just don't know. Unless the cube's like it's possible the cube's like projecting her or something, though, for all we know. I mean, we could find out she's a hologram that was inside the cube.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wondering how the hell she survived.
How do you like the lady now that she's, like, taken a human form? Like, the lady is kind of a whiny crybaby now. And she's always yelling at people. Like the lady before was always very controlled, and now she's like, and, you know, she does have this conversation with Klein where she's like, you humans are so, and he's like, oh, you're having emotions. That's why you're acting like this.
He's like, this
like
is what
it's
you
emotions.
You know? Yeah, but he's like, basically, this is what you have to learn. And it makes me wonder, if she kind of maybe rethinking it, and maybe in the end it will be like a different than we expect. Like maybe they'll, I don't want to say come to some kind of agreement because she's bad. I think they're going to need to kill her, but maybe she'll start kind of rethinking it because she's basically, you know, getting this because this is what she wants and it's not what she expected. But yeah, she is kind of whiny and annoying. I find it kind of funny though. Like I liked like the one scene in the bar where that's like the guy's like, "I'm afraid of your daughter. Tell her not to look at me."
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Ask her to stop. Please ask her to stop staring at me.
Staring at me. He's like, "Yeah, I'll take care of that." It's like, "Yeah, sure you will."
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, I guess the other thing was that she made this comment. I can't even remember what exactly the comment was, but I'm taking it that her plan eventually, which is why. I wouldn't think he'd want to help her save him. Is I think the plan is for her to take Jack's body in the end, right? Because he would have the strength of the alien and the, like not the frailty of the human or whatever. That's what I took out of what, like that's why he's so important because he's both. Because she says something about like that. I can't remember exactly what she says, but.
Yeah, I'm not really sure like what she's up to because her babies are like squids, right? They're little
squids.
Like weird squid clones, squids in cages. So they're in like, I guess that's her normal form or whatever. I'm not sure why it's necessary to terraform the planet to grow them. And if it is, why wouldn't you just choose a different planet that's more, that doesn't need to be terraformed, right?
I don't know. Maybe it's the closest to her home planet. I don't think they could live in the atmosphere, though. I think that's why they're in those cages or whatever. They're not exactly. They're like containers. I think that was what I understood. That's why she's terraforming it. But yeah, that's true. Why doesn't she go to a different planet? It seems like it'd be a lot easier, but maybe that's the only one that's compatible. Who knows?
I mean, I'm not really sure.
She wanted humanity, too, though, because she wanted our memories, too. So I think that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's because she wants Jack's body, and if she can clone him, then he could survive, like, any kind of environment because he's part Hullen and part human. I think you're right. But, yeah, it seems like she could grow them on a different planet, but I guess she needs to – I guess Westerly is where she knows, like – I don't know. I also don't know why she doesn't just wipe out everyone on Westerly.
She could just take the body.
Doesn't it seem like brainwashing them all is a lot of effort? And couldn't you just, like, kill half of them and enslave the rest to take care of your squid babies? Like, why they got to be brainwashed? I don't know.
That's a good point. But it's more interesting than doing that, so.
Yeah. I really dislike the lady. I really like Delcea in this episode. I really like Hunger Games version of Delcea.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
She has really
and
changed a lot.
Gaining humanity. Yeah, I think having a kid has changed her. I like their what was that one conversation though, where he's like, I forget what she says. It's like sometimes when a woman loves a woman and they impregnate with their alien.
Oh yeah.
I forget what she said, but that conversation was really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's changed her. I think to some extent, like Dutch and everybody has changed her too, because she was, you know, I mean, she's been around everybody and she's kind of, I mean, she was never like a super, maybe I shouldn't say that. She was in a way never super, super evil. Like she was like this rich bitch, you know, crushy and everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like she cared about herself, but she wasn't ever out to be evil per se. And I feel like
I don't know. She killed what she did to Potter is pretty evil. I mean, she killed Potter just to spite Johnny.
Oh, that's true.
That was pretty evil.
That's true. Yeah, but she's not like wasn't like out to kill the humans or whatever. So, but she's definitely changed, and I think having Jack around her has changed her.
One thing that surprised me about her was that I don't think the Kreshi are really experienced at running through the woods and shooting arrows. Like the Kreshi are like the rich bitches that like force other people to fight for their entertainment, and for her to become like this Katniss Everdeen version of herself is kind of impressive for a Kreshi.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think. But you're right. I think Dutch and those guys have changed her. I think falling in love with Anila has changed her. I think certainly you're right. Having a mother, being a mother, has changed her a lot.
Anila was bad too. Like Anila in the end helped them and got good, but she was still evil at the beginning. I tend to sometimes forget that because they make it like she's this good person now. She didn't used to be. She was trying to kill him before she was nuts. Well, I don't want to say she was evil. She was crazy more than evil, but it made her do evil things.
She's still crazy, and I'm not sure she's a good person. She's just sort of like, she is fully crazy still. She has befriended our people in some ways, but she's still freaking nuts, don't you think?
Yeah,
and always will
yeah,
be.
You think about it, yeah. Yeah. Although that wasn't her fault, but yeah.
No, but no, it's no one's fault that they're crazy, but
yeah.
But yeah.
That's what you said. Like, yeah, nobody wants to be crazy. But...
yeah.
No, I just they made her a little more sympathetic, I guess, at the end of the season as well.
Yes,
but you have
did.
To remember she wasn't always that character. So.
No, and it was actually very difficult for me to understand why Delcea was in love with her, and now I've been able to like get it more as they evolved Anila's character. It made more sense for Kendry to be in love with her. They both have been humanized a lot. So
right.
I think it's a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, I do too. It's a shame it's ending. And, you know, everything's ending on sci-fi. I mean, I know there's some new shows coming, but, like, everything's been ending. I'm just wondering if they're going to continue to have enough programming. It just seems like every time you turn around, it's like near the end of it. I mean, Winona, I thought was one of the top-rated shows, but they had such a problem even getting to this season with production-wise. I don't know what's going to happen after this season. I mean, I hope it stays, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah,
what
I think that had to do with the studio. But, oh, I was going to say, before we didn't get to
That's
talk
true.
Because you weren't here when the Lucy episode aired, and I wanted to ask you about when we lost Lucy, how you felt about it, and how they did it and everything.
No,
yeah, did it bring a tear to your eye?
Really good episode. Yes, everything does, but yes. But yeah, I thought it was really sad. I cried a little bit, but because, I mean, she's been very humanized, and she took human form again, but, yeah, I mean, she's AI, but she has her own personality. I was kind of hoping that they'd get her back. I don't know if that's possible at this point. Like, I still hope, like, maybe they'll find out, like, she backed herself up somewhere and they didn't know it, because it's kind of surprising they ended her, you know, because, I don't know, just because the last season, I was kind of surprised. But, I mean, I think that what they're doing now with that other Nucy is cute, though. Like, I haven't minded the storyline. But, yeah, it was really sad that they did it. I kind of liked that whole episode, though. Like, they finally figured it out. Hey, wait, there's not just three of us. You know, there's a fourth individual here that could be causing this problem. So.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with you. I really liked how they did it. And I think when Lucy died or, what you know, was deactivated or whatever, I think it made sense storytelling. Like, it felt earned. It felt like, you know, it felt really earned. Lucy earned it. It felt like it made sense. They weren't just, like, killing Lucy for shock value. And I like the way they did it. And I do like Nucy. I like that she calls him Sean. I like that it's this new little character. And I kind of, in some ways, I hope, in some ways, I'd like to see Lucy brought back. In other ways, I kind of hope they don't. Like, Lucy, like, was sacrificed in a way that made sense. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And for Johnny to be moving on
okay
with this
with
new Nucy, it is good for Johnny, probably. Like, it's symbolic for Johnny,
true.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that she had to be enough of a character for it to matter, too. Like, I mean, you think, she's a computer, she's not per se real, but at the same time, if they bring her back, I feel like it also would make it mean less than it did. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But you know, maybe like happy endings. I think that was really sad. I forget what I was going to say, but that was a good episode. They all had their picky marks, so they didn't know who was infected. That was kind of cool. But I guess that's. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else about that? Because I did want to ask you about Legion before we left. Because
yes.
I wasn't sure
okay.
That day. Okay. You done? I don't want to cut. We were done with Killjoys then.
Yes, we're done, I think.
Covered it.
With Killjoys.
Okay. All right. Well, because this was supposed to be a short episode. I think we've talked a lot. I didn't check the time.
Yeah, we've talked a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to for a minute, to touch on Legion. I was curious kind of what you thought of it. You tell me what you thought, and then I'll tell you what I thought. I mean, you
God, I
got
to think back to
talk about it, but I just was curious.
Well, AJ and I were not, while it was very well reviewed, AJ and I were not fully satisfied with it, and AJ was especially kind of unsatisfied with it. And the way that it ended, as I recall. Now he's probably like, what? That's not what happened, Karen. You can't remember our conversation. but we both were not as satisfied as the critics and the fans were. And that the idea that should all be kind of so easily resolved in the end, and that David, I think we both felt that David kind of got too much of a pass, and that in the end, David was like, sort of like, that he didn't have consequences for David never doesn't have to live with consequences of his action in this. Like the way it ends, like he gets the do-over. And is there really any guarantee that he won't grow up to be just as mentally ill and dangerous as he was where we started 3 seasons ago? So I think we both felt like, I think we both felt a little bit like, what? Whereas a lot of other people felt really good about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed by the ending. I don't know that I feel quite as strongly about that you guys do about him getting the do-over in that, because I feel like as much as what he did, he doesn't give a pass for, it was because of circumstances that were out of his. I mean, and that's the same thing as saying people don't mean to be crazy. You know, they don't are crazy on purpose. But I mean, he really did have a lot done in his childhood that made him the way he is. So I don't think that he would become the same person, because I think it was Farouk that caused it. Now, you're right. That's no guarantee that he wouldn't. What I kind of have a problem with that they did is I feel like they should have not done, and I think we've talked about this. I can't remember what our other show it was. We talked about sort of the same thing, that they had him do something bad that was like they couldn't get back from, but then it sort of didn't fit along with the story and they kind of moved on from it. Like, I wish they would have just never put that whole kind of like mind rape thing in it. Because it's like part of you doesn't want to forgive him, but you can tell by the way they're writing it, they want you to forgive him. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. That part was a little, it just seems like I don't want to say out of character, but they never exactly fixed it. Because I've said from the beginning, other than that point, I felt bad for him a lot. I never felt like he was, I mean, he did evil things, but I always kind of felt like he was doing bad things, but at the same time, he didn't want it to be like, he wasn't trying to be bad, which is true of a lot of villains and, you know, semi-villains and all that. But he was trying to fix things. And yes, he was very selfish, and he wasn't trying to fix them for the right reason. And like we said before, you know, it wasn't that he was sorry for what he did per se. He just wanted people not to be mad at him. But I also feel like David never really became an adult. Like, that was he had mm-hmm. his whole childhood taken away from him, and he was never really, I don't want to say he wasn't responsible. Like I said, he was responsible for what he did, but I think that it just kind of like spiraled out of control, and he never got, I don't know, he never got the right chance or the right things to go right for him to be able to maybe try to fix it. But I don't know. The fact that they just gave Maldoover, I think, kind of was like a cheat. But also, I know they were ending it, so I don't know if they had planned it that way originally. I mean, I think they had enough time to wrap it up. But either that or maybe they wrote themselves into a corner and they didn't know how to wrap it up. Because I think that was kind of lame that they just all start over. But at the same time, they'll never know each other again. I mean, because there's no reason that they would necessarily ever see each other again because none of it would have happened. Like, I'll mention when we're done with this, but I always say that I hate when they do time jumps. But I feel like in this case, I almost would have liked to have seen a post scene that's like, you know, 30 years later or whatever, that kind of shows where they are now. Because it's like mm-hmm. you said, they just got a little lazy. It's like, we don't know what to do, so we're just going to rewind. And what was the thing with the girl being time? That part I was very confused with, too. It just seemed – I thought that they were going to end up having that she was one of the time monsters. That's kind of what they were, more so than their time. That was confusing. But
I mean, I kind of liked her resolution. I mean, we talked about that we kind of expected her father to reappear, and I kind of liked that it turns out that she's a time being. I mean, she's not a time lord because she's not a person who's like a master of time. She's sort of, her father implies that she is time, I really like the line where her father says, I like when he says, you finally learn time's not a river, it's an ocean, which I thought was really kind of a really great line.
Yeah,
that
like she finally grew up or whatever. Yeah, I did like that too. But I thought they were going to end up being they were those time monster thingies. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And by the way, I loved those time monsters, the time eaters, and I thought they were one of the best aspects of the season. And I thought visually they were incredible.
Yeah, they were cool.
You know, I kind of liked a little bit her scene that she has with Sid, where she says like, Sid and Gabrielle and David, like you existed and your life has meaning. And it meant something, and that's when I knew, like, oh, she's going to redo it, and they're going to, like, not exist. They're going to, like, not die, but, like, this isn't going to happen to them. I kind of liked it, and yet I was kind of like, because, like...
It's a cop-out at the same time, I feel like.
I think a big part of why they wanted to stop Dave from changing time was, well, there were a number of good reasons, but one is, like, God, we're not going to exist, right? Like, we have a right to exist, and what does it mean? So I got to tell you, I never liked Gabrielle, the mother, the entire season. And I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, I didn't either.
She plays a I just realized in the finale who she is, and she's on Mr. Robot.
Yeah,
you're not caught up on Mr. Robot, right? She plays a horrible person on Mr. Robot, who I hate. And I think maybe that might have colored me a little bit, not realizing who she was.
I think that was kind of what I did. But go ahead, sorry.
She felt like she was crazy, but she might actually have already been mentally ill before that.
Yeah.
Because she talks about
But I would have kind of liked to have understood at the end, like, what was really going on, because she seemed still like, oh, this isn't real.
I also liked I don't like that David gets a do-over. I do like when David talks to Sid and he says, you're going to be great without me. And she says, yes, I am. Which I love, because here's the thing, David gets a reset at David gets a reset and maybe his life will be better, but Sid is going to go back and relive her life, and it's not going to be, like, Sid had a very unhappy childhood. She had that thing where she, like, got in the shower with her mother's boyfriend or what, like, Sid wound up in the psychiatric hospital also with David.
Yeah.
And is Sid going to live the same life and come to the same place, and she'll be better because she won't have David dragging her?
Wasn't the reason that she was in there originally because they were trying to get David out, or am I not remembering right? I
mean, nobody knew that she
was in the beginning it was to escape him. Maybe not. See, I'm not remembering.
Nobody knew she had those powers until she and David started, like, reacting together. I don't think that anybody knew. She's a mutant.
Right. I was just for some reason thinking she was already with the I can't think of their names now, I'm blanking, but the man and woman, I was thinking for some reason she was already with their group. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
She was just in the hospital, and she hooks up with David, and it's only when David is getting, when David kisses her and all that mess goes down that it all starts, that Melanie and them show up.
Yeah, so she could end up.
And they're looking.
So you wonder if she ever gets out of the hospital then, if he doesn't show up, but.
Right.
Yeah,
is there if David doesn't bring Sydney to Melanie's attention, would she ever get out of the psychiatric hospital? I don't know. So, but like, David gets a do-over, but it's not clear to me that anybody else gets a do-over. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to relitigate this episode, but how'd you like the whole two Farouks and the father and the son both fighting Farouk and the way they both took different...
That was my other thing I didn't know if I liked, because it's like, okay, Farouk was supposed to still be bad, like, but he was, like, the enemy of my enemy and was working with them to stop David. But in this episode, they made it like, oh, Farouk realized all that he did wrong and he's a good guy now, and he'll cancel out his bad self because he can talk to his past self. That part was just kind of, I don't know. I didn't really think that was necessary. It didn't make a lot of sense, but the show doesn't. So I thought that part was kind of dumb. But And the other thing is, a lot of things they just kind of dropped too, I feel like. Like, what was the thing with Future Sid? Like, none of that Future even ever happened. So why did they ever have that whole plot line? You know what I mean? Like, we never even found out or went back to that. Like, unless it was just because they ran out of time. Because, like, the one thing I want to know is, what the hell ever happened to her arm? They never even said what happened. I thought, like, that was going to eventually happen. Not that I wanted it to, but I mean, like, I don't know. It just seemed like the plot line with Future Sid was important, and then they just kind of never went back to it again. They just dropped it. So, I don't know. One of the other things.
Yeah,
I
kind of was. I mean, they did leave it as a clean slate for anybody else who takes the story up, right? Like, I felt in the end it was really like a Charles Xavier origin story where he says, like, oh, I'm going to maybe become a teacher and let's go, you know. And the fact that there's a do-over at the end leaves it that should another person in the Marvel Universe try to tell his story, it doesn't have to have anything to do with this story.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Quickly, what'd you think of, like, the way this show was, like, a third of it was, like, a musical with Pink Floyd songs and David dancing
and them
multiple
singing
personalities dancing and, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. It's, like, it's so crazy, but at the same time, some of the stuff that did, it was, much as it's so insane, it's, like, brilliant. I don't know. It's hard sometimes to wrap your head around it because it's, like, what they do is really cool, but doesn't make sense. And I don't know. A lot of times, like, I feel like they do this stuff just because it doesn't make sense. And then it kind of annoys me, but at the same time, I kind of liked it. So I kind of like, you
know,
I kind of liked it, but it kind of was dumb, but I kind of liked it anyway. So yeah.
Yeah.
The show has a lot of, doing, you know, I can't think of what's pushing the envelope, not in like a content way, but just in like, we can do what we want. Let's see people accept it way. So,
Yeah, it's always choreographed great, so.
Yeah. I mean, I do think overall it was an incredible show. I'm so happy I watched it. I loved it because it was just such a bizarre world experience. I told AJ last week I had read somewhere online that you either liked it or hated it, though. Yeah. I read somewhere that this show, when it came out, was the most incredible out there thing on TV until 2 months later when the new Twin Peaks debuted. And then, like, another whole step of weirdness. But, like, I would recommend to almost anyone I know to watch it, and I love that I watched it, and maybe I will revisit it someday in the future. But, like, yeah, what the hell was it all along?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say I don't know that I would rewatch it just because it didn't make any sense in the long run. But
yeah.
I still feel like overall it was worth the journey just overall because it was an interesting experience. I don't know that I'd want to rewatch it, but other than like Stevens. But you know, but I think it was kind of cool in the long run and it was just something unique. But
yeah, me and I really liked it. Yeah,
on Marvel stuff on the Disney Plus thing. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. All right.
Could, even though this isn't sci-fi, I did want to quickly mention Elementary because it came to the end of its show. Not that long ago, the end of the 1670s. Yeah, it was.
And have you been watching it all along?
Six or seven. That's bad. I'm immature. No, that's just it. I just started watching it recently because I was like missing Sherlock and I wanted something different. And it was on Hulu and I thought I could binge it, which I did. And I'm still like in season five, I think now, four or five, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided to watch it. And what I did was I first watched a couple of the newer ones because I wanted to see if I liked it. And I decided I really did. So I started at the beginning. But I decided to, even though it would just spoil it, I decided to watch the last two episodes because I wanted to watch them live and live tweet them. And I just kind of hoped that it wouldn't ruin the experience. Other than I found out a main character died. Other than that, it didn't too much. But I was glad I watched it. But I just wanted to say, you know, I really like the show. I think it's awesome. And yes, it's like it's like a weekly. It's not like really continued that much each time. But
like a procedural,
right,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
procedural.
But the thing is what I don't know. Maybe it's because I saw Sherlock and some of the things were similar in a couple things they did at the end. I don't know if it was because of that, because I know a lot of it I think was supposed to be like the, you know, came from Doyle's stuff and they probably both used the same material and that was a big part of it. But
The only thing I want to say is I hate time jumps. Like, when there's big time jumps, I really hate them. And I hate it even more that there was two. Because, okay, for the first, the thing is,
he faked
his death, okay? And but I probably should say, by the way, if you haven't watched End of Elementary, maybe don't listen to this. I should say that first. But anyway, he faked his death. And it was really, really obvious he faked it. I mean, and I thought. But it wasn't, even though it wasn't like, you know, it was predictable, but it was still good what they did. But they showed right away at the end of the penultimate episode that he wasn't dead. And it's like, okay, great. So everybody know, or so they at least know. And you kind of figure Joan knew, which was, because I don't know if you watched it at all, but it's Joan Watson instead of John Watson because she's a girl.
Yeah, I have watched a couple of episodes in my life. But
yeah. But so anyway, he fakes his death to get this one guy caught. So you know he's dead. But then when they get to the next episode, the last episode, you realize all of a sudden that it's years later. So he's been without her. Because I was saying, in it, you know, they're going to do a time jump. I hate this. I'm like, they better not make it like, since they showed him at the end of the episode, I didn't think it was going to be a time jump. Because I'm like, I don't want them to do, not that I didn't, you know, necessarily dislike that in Sherlock, but he was gone for 2 years, and that was kind of what they did. So they jump, and it's like, I think 3 years later or something like that in the beginning of the last episode, which I was kind of annoyed at. But I'm like, hey, you know, it's the last one or ever. But then I'm not sure if they had like a story planned and maybe they didn't get time to finish it and they still wanted to give that ending, because he was back with her working and then he was going to leave and then he finds out she has cancer. So he decides to stay and then they do a time jump again and she's better. Like, I don't understand. I'm curious if other people felt this way, because since I didn't watch the whole show in between, I don't know. But to me, the fact that they did a few years time jump and then they, in the last episode, decided they're going to move ahead more years, to me was just very strange. And it's like, okay, she's sick, she's not sick. They're back together, partners again. Like, why even put that whole, like, end chapter on it? Like I said, the only thing I can think is that maybe it was a plot point they had planned and then they just didn't get a full season or something, so they shortened it. I don't know. I found it strange. I'm still sitting with it because overall, as a finale, I mean, it was nice. It had a good ending, a happy ending, in the sense they're still friends. They decided to work again together. Obviously, it maybe didn't have the shippy ending I would have liked, but I kind of didn't expect that to happen. That's just, you know, me. So I don't know. I know that isn't always going to happen. But yeah, I mean, it was a good ending. I just was kind of like annoyed that they did two time jumps in two episodes, like in the space of the last two episodes. I don't even know how many years passed, but it's kind of like, I think they should have just, I don't know, ended it there. I just thought it was strange the way they did it, and I just wanted to comment on it. But maybe once I've seen the whole show, I'll feel a little differently. But I don't know. I know you don't really like procedurals, so you might not like it, but I really like stuff now. I've started to like a lot where you know, that you have to figure out what's, I've said that before, like figuring out what's going on, but even like these procedurals, like that's why I like Sherlock a lot, because it's, you know, sort of the same thing that you have to figure out the murder and everything. And I like this show because it's done in a way that they give you clues, but it doesn't always sometimes some things are obvious. I mean, like in any show, but it doesn't really hand feed it to you. Like, I like being able to figure the things out, you know, before they do, type of thing, before they say it. So anyway, it's a good show. It's got a good partnership, even though it's not our usual fair, I guess.
Yeah.
I did want to comment since it's over. But yeah, that was the series finale. So it is over.
All right.
So
cool. So I'm gonna let Preacher sit. AJ and I are still watching Preacher. We're both kind of down on it. This episode this week was I'll talk with AJ about it. Basically, our main character, Preacher, is like the worst character right now, and Tulip and Cass are like way better characters. And AJ and I are really struggling with this last season and kind of happy it's coming to its end. And this is an episode in which
But I get to a certain point on some shows where I've missed it, and it's like, I don't know if it's worth catching up. And that one never really piqued my interest a lot to begin with, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I was never super into it. Like, I thought it was interesting, but I don't know. I can never get into it. So I probably won't. But it just seems like a lot of the isn't it? Didn't I read that's the last season of Preacher, or am I mixing it up with something?
Mm-hmm.
I vaguely remember thinking.
This is the last season of Preacher. This is it.
They announced it.
Because
the other one I did that. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, of the shows that you are behind on, there are others that I would recommend you finish before Preacher. And AJ and I are really disappointed so far in this last season. So don't even maybe bother at all.
probably won't want to. But that was what I was going to say, though, because that's the other thing that happened. Like, sometimes I do that, and it's like, well, it's done, because I was going to catch up on Krypton. Like, I never saw the end because of just lack of time and everything else. And I had I had gotten the first season to review the DVD, and I you know, I had reviewed it, but I hadn't seen quite all of it, and I was going to catch up,
right.
And I'm like, you know, it's canceled. But that's another one, like, I could never really – I don't know. Some of these shows lately, like, I just can't seem to get into as much. And that was another one where I'm like, now there's kind of no point. And that's sad. It's just they cancel things too early. And then, of course, the only reason I'm concerned about the OA. But,
oh, yeah.
By the way, before we go, I should give an update. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, give an update. I'm going to ask you, how is your petition, the petition coming?
Yeah, I'm still working on SaveTheOA.org. Because we all decided to make one main site. They're going to be linked together. They've done a lot of things besides tweeting. They raised over $5,000. I say they, the whole group, you know, raised over $5,000 for billboards that are going up. They have been paying for those cameo things for some actors to make some messages, and they're sending flowers. I don't know why, but flowers, that part says right. Flowers to Netflix and some different things, and it's really kind of a huge movement. I don't know whether or not it's going to make a difference, because I know they also have scheduled, they're going to be doing the movements in different cities and recording it. So there's a lot going on.
Wow.
It's a really strong, but I just worry it's kind of like a lot of things. There's like a strong fan base, but not a huge fan base. So I don't know. And,
yeah.
But it seems like it's gotten a lot of attention from media and everything else, but that doesn't necessarily mean Netflix will listen. Maybe somebody else will pick it up. All I know is I did read, and I don't know if you read this, but I read that Netflix is pretty much not renewing most shows past two seasons because they're more focused on bringing in new users than satisfying the ones they have, which to me does not seem like a smart idea. And again, I read this. I mean, who knows how true it is, but I don't know.
So
if they keep doing that, they're going to lose people.
I read something similar, but I got to say, I just thought what I read was three seasons, that Netflix has a tendency for three seasons or two to three, but whatever, same kind of thing I read, which is that they're not going for long-running shows, which is really fine, I think.
But they need to ahead of time, you know?
Well, or something like the OA that I think I read somewhere that it was originally sort of sketched out as five seasons, right?
Right.
I think that's what I read, that it was sketched out as five, which, fine, the network doesn't have to commit to five. I get that. Like, they run the network, and they are going to do as many episodes as they think they can do, as they can make money on. They have a right to make money. But it was envisioned as five.
So they need something to wrap it up, at least.
Like, if three is their thing, are most of them envisioned as, I don't know. I think that the story ended on a note where there certainly, it was an incredible cliffhanger at the end of this last season.
Yeah.
And there is, while I'm not as passionate as you are, I agree that there is more to be told. But you're right, it's a passionate fan base, but it's not necessarily a large fan base. And if there's no advertising, right? They make all their money on bringing in new subscribers. And so...
Yeah,
you're right. Like, are they focused more? I do think the OA has a lot of buzz and is like a Stranger Things level show that brings in subscribers. But what do I know? I'm not a streaming executive.
Yeah, but I remember when it started, they didn't even advertise it. It was kind of a secret show. Because I remember Jason Isaacs tweeted about it. That's how I found out about it. And it became popular after the fact. But they didn't really advertise the second season that much. I mean, I don't know. I think it should be told, too, because I think that it's such a unique vision, and there isn't a lot of that on television. We talk like Legion, how different it was. There's not a lot of that, and it's nice that they have these platforms now that they can do different things because it's digital or whatever. But I think part of the problem is when it comes to, like, television, a show gets high ratings, it brings the money. When it's a thing like Netflix, it doesn't really matter, and I don't want to say this because I don't want to come out the wrong way, but in a sense, it doesn't necessarily matter what they put on. Like, they're getting it's about the subscribers, and they don't make more money based on one show doing good necessarily. You know what I mean? Because people are paying for a whole subscription. People aren't paying for one show. And I think I wonder if that
Yes, but
sometimes.
They do in the sense of, like, the number of people who bought HBO so they could watch Game of Thrones. or the number of people who might have bought Netflix so they could watch Stranger Things, right?
Right, but they don't get, like, advertisements for each episode like a network does. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't bring in that kind of, like, money specifically for each show where they can, you know, get those ads because there is no ad.
To be clear, I don't – so let me ask you a question. I don't have Netflix. I have Hulu. I have the ad-supported Hulu where for a cheaper rate I pay for ads, and then for a higher rate there would be no ads. And I think Netflix – does Netflix not have that? They just have the 1 mile, right?
Right, yeah, Netflix, as far as I know, yeah, Netflix does not have ads. I mean, you can watch the previews and
at
stuff,
all.
But there's not commercials in between. They're not, so I guess that's kind of my point. Like, when they have a show on television, it's just like when they have the Super Bowl, they can charge more for ads. Well, if they're not making more on one show based than on another, it also depends on how much the show costs. Like, I think LA, and I don't know, but, I mean, it may be an expensive show to make, too. I feel like from what I'm reading, they're going to alienate a lot of people if they keep canceling things because they have canceled a lot of stuff lately that had strong fan bases. All the Marvel stuff they canceled. I know Sense8, there was, like, people were mad when they canceled it. I had never finished it, so I was not, you know, in that petition group, but I know it was kind of a big thing, and I don't know, but we at least want some kind of ending, and I think that if something was going to happen, I think that people are doing enough that it probably would help, you know, with what they're doing because they are getting a lot of notice. But I think it's just, are they going to do it? Like, are they not going to do it just because they don't want to do it? Because it's hard to tell. Like, I don't know that it was initially canceled because of lack of fans, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know it was because of lack of viewership. It's hard to tell. But yeah, and you were asked about the petition. They're like 19 people away from 75,000. I don't know in the scheme of things how high that is, but, I mean, it's still a good bit of fans, so we'll see.
Yeah, I do think that in terms of a backlash, I mean, so I remember I canceled HBO after The Sopranos because I was like, what else am I going to watch on HBO? And like a ton of people just canceled HBO when Game of Thrones hit it because they were like, that sucked, I'm canceling, boom, right? I don't think it puts HBO in any danger of, like, because the next thing, you know, Big Little Lies comes along and Chernobyl or whatever. And I think, you know, Netflix has another season of Stranger Things coming. It has, I think
a lot of people watch it for movies too, not just television shows that are original.
Yes. And I think you're right that a show like The OA is a smallish audience. And it would look, OA doesn't want to lose all of us OA people. But we don't really know what the model was of how much they were paying Britt Marling or how much it cost to produce. I'm sure Jason Isaacs and some of the others are not cheap actors. And there were many, many locations. I mean, they had characters on a road trip. I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just saying, like, we'll never really know, right?
Yeah,
no one's ever going to say.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like
a lot of the actors and stuff wanted to come back. I know the one thing I will say on here in case people want to know, because unless they're part of the group, they're probably not going to know this. But I don't even know if I told you or not. But when I went to Pittsburgh and I went to the convention, during the Q&A of Jason's, I told him, I'm like, you know, this is what we're doing. People are trying to save it. Is there anything else that, you know, we should be doing or that, or could he recommend anything? And the one thing he said, which totally makes sense that I never really thought about, is he said that I think it's probably especially because he's still working for Netflix for Dark Crystal. So I don't know. But he was saying how, like, you know, it's not really appropriate for him to, you know, be involved in that because they're his bosses and, you know, they decided to end it. And, you know, but he did say that even though he can't really recommend anything because of that, he did say that he has heard the plan of what the other seasons were and he really wants to see it. He wants us to see it and that he hopes we're successful and he really appreciates all the work they all do. But so I don't know. It's hard to tell. From like I said, it's hard to tell that necessarily even it was canceled because of ratings. It may have been canceled for some other reason. But I think I don't know. I mean, I think that if Netflix was going to bring it back because of fan reaction, I think they're getting it. But just because they get a big reaction doesn't mean they're going to bring it back. People need to – I mean, I don't want to accept that, but just like anybody else, you know, there's nothing. It's either going to happen or not, or maybe another network will pick it up. I mean, Amazon or, you know, Hulu wants to go for it, we'll all be happy. So.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I hope that it, will, you know, it will, be renewed, and that they'll see that there's a lot of fans who really want to watch it. And I hope, you know, that, I mean, sometimes there is luck with some of this, fan activity. And so, yeah,
I just wish that when they told shows they were canceled, like they told them sooner, you know. And I mean, that's hard to say though, because you don't know how soon they do tell them. Because
but
the
then nobody
even,
would watch.
Even
what's
press
on.
Doesn't know. No. I don't mean it that way. You're right. If they know it's going to end, but I'm saying like we don't know. Even as press, to some extent, you know, they tell the actors, the producers, all that before we ever find out about it, and you never know what's going on. But I mean, it would be nice if they at least told the people making the show beforehand, so that they have the opportunity to write an ending, and they don't always do that, you know? So that's why I think if they could get, like, I don't know that they could finish it in a, you know, a movie or something, but, you know, even if they got, like, a little bit of time to wrap it up, I think it would at least they could maybe give some kind of resolution, because you're right, it definitely had a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It was not something that was just ending.
Yeah,
so
it definitely
that
did.
Would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely unique, and if people haven't seen it, they should. You know, get
involved. Definitely worth it.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
all right.
I think that's about it. Hopefully, our kitchen is flooded. I gotta go see what's going on. Yeah,
I hope not.
Okay.
Next week, we'll back with the three shows, the same three shows next week. We've got Fear the Walking Dead, Killjoys, and Preacher. I think that's it. I think nothing new will now debut until after Labor Day and maybe even later in September before we get new shows.
So, I was going to say, I was just thinking, what day is Labor Day? Because Carnival Row is coming from Amazon, and also, like I said, Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
I want to say there, I think the last, they might be the last day of August. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Watch
so, not for a couple of weeks. Labor Day is September 1st, I think. So, yeah. So, we don't have anything new for a little while yet, and we will just have our same short show next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
And AJ will be back.
All right. And AJ
will
be back with us next week. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks
everybody,
for
listening.
And for Roger for hosting us.
Yep.
And...
Yep.
All right.
And
have a
good week. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Bye-bye.